The Obama administration is reportedly preparing a new campaign to dramatically increase healthcare enrollment in public marketplaces under the Affordable Care Act. This comes just days after Aetna, one of the largest providers participating, announced it will pull out of the exchanges in 11 of 15 states because of financial losses of $430 million since 2014. But there may be another reason. In a July 5th letter obtained by the Huffington Post, Aetna CEO Mark Bertolini threatened drawbacks if the Department of Justice blocked a proposed merger with Humana, which the DOJ did 16 days later. Business reporter Ali Velshi joins us. Ali, this is not the first drawback from Aetna and not the first drawback from a major healthcare provider. But is this payback for that DOJ decision?
Well, it does seem, in July, Mark Bertolini, the CEO of Aetna, was pretty specific. He said that if the administration refused to let the merger proceed, Aetna would be in a worse financial position and it would force them to withdraw from most of the Obamacare markets that it's in. He actually said, quote, "It is very likely that we would have to leave the public exchange business altogether." So either it's payback or it was you didn't heed my warning and we're losing enough money. But the fact is, it's not the first, as you mentioned. And there is now a danger that enough of these insurers pull out, Obamacare stops being viable.
Well, we're reading in the New York Times that the Obama administration is trying to get more people to participate. That's what this letter was all about. And we're also reading, there's a whole debate over whether Obamacare is working. Some people say it's signing up so many people, it's working. Others are saying, as we're hearing Aetna say, it's too expensive, it's not working. But we do hear that healthy people aren't signing up,
yes,
while sick people are. Tell us more.
That's the issue, fundamentally. Insurers are struggling with enrolling enough of the healthy people to balance the claims they get from the high-cost folks. They say they have been swamped with higher-than-expected costs, especially on the drug side, from specialty drugs. The Obama administration has said that insurance companies are having trouble adapting to the law, but they're going to adapt. They say they've made a series of tweaks, the administration has, aimed at bolstering the marketplaces. And the Department of Health and Human Services says it's going to modify some of the risks and the way people are categorized to absorb more of the costs for claims that reach above a certain threshold. But fundamentally, it is that mix that we all spoke about before Obamacare came into effect. Will enough young, healthy people sign up to offset the increased costs from the older people whose medical costs are higher?
So we only have about a minute here. Now the Obama administration is going to do a big push. How do they do it? How do they get? Yeah.
Well, they know demographically which groups are not enrolling at high levels. For instance, young Latinos are the least likely to be uninsured. Blacks and Hispanics have seen the largest decline in their uninsured rates, but they're still not fully there. So the Obama administration is going to target various groups and say, look, it is better for you to be enrolled in health insurance. We've sort of forgotten about it for the last couple of years. They're going to try and do that and get more people to sign in. But in the short term, you may see more drawbacks from insurance companies.
Well, it's interesting. You know, maybe you do have to do it every couple of years as people become old enough and start looking around and saying, hey, do I need insurance? I'm business journalist Ali Velshi. Thank you, as always.
My pleasure.